All right. You know what day it is, and you know what time it is, and you know who I am. I am the unofficial boss of the universe, also known as Reverend Roxy, and this is the Mission Possible Radio Show. And we are coming live from Sedona, Arizona, at the Raw Spirit Fest. This is the culmination of many, 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 many weeks of months of preparation. You know that we have been in the habit of having Take Five for Raw. Now I am here with my friends, and I'm going to give you a report. First of all, I have to give it up to the Creator. That is, I have to tell you that the weather, that the people, everything was absolutely beautiful. Everything the world deserves. And I'm going to tell you this, that before this hour is over, I know we're going to have a little poetry. I've invited some people by to my room. First of all, I'm going to tell you this. Leonard Horowitz was here with me, Dr. Len. Oh, yes, he's on his way to Utah, and there he will do another Love the Real Da Vinci Code seminar, and also he'll be talking about his vaccinations and AIDS and Ebola and all that kind of stuff, and you can go to his site, and you can look at the schedule. You can also find it at the registrationstation.com. You can also find information and click on drlenhorowitz.com. Dr. Len spoke on Friday here at the Raw Spirit Fest. He spoke and Scott Huckabee played. And what happened, folks, was a lot of opening up of the heart chakras. Yes, indeed, people were dancing and spinning. Visions are visions. And when you have a clear vision, you realize, oh, my goodness, the manifestation. It is incredible as you begin to tap into that 528 frequency. So I encourage you all, and the people here were so lucky that Len was able to explain all of these things to them. They're already on the right page. This is just a little fine-tuning for perfection. And that's what tuning into the 528 frequency is all about. I've been in Sedona since Tuesday, and I'm going to tell you something. There's really something going on. Now, I haven't been. I'm usually over there in the beautiful, beautiful big island of Hawaii, and I'm looking out at the ocean, and I'm seeing the clouds and everything. But over here, they have some strange clouds, and I got pictures to prove it. So you may want to just, I'm going to try and get these pictures up on my blog. I apologize to all you listeners out there if you keep clicking and saying, when is it going to get better? But I'll tell you what, I almost was late for my show. Why? Because I was over talking to Elizabeth Kucinich, Mrs. Elizabeth Kucinich. I don't know how they say it. Do you say Mrs. Dennis Kucinich or do you say Mrs. Elizabeth Dennis Kucinich? But what I'm going to tell you is, folks, all poise and grace, intellect, and a beautiful face. But there's a lot going on upstairs. Oh, yes, 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 yes. There is so much going on upstairs. I dare you all, I dare you all to make this a wide open race. She is so articulate and so well informed. This woman has a passion. You know, I asked her, I told her she's going to be the first lady because in order to win the race, you got to keep the faith. And then you can stand firm and stout because I'll tell you one thing, Dennis Kucinich is not going to get knocked out of the box because you see, I follow the axiom, our deeds travel with us from afar, and what we have been, oh, yes, it makes us what we are, and what he has been all this time is entitled to his doubts And so he has voted his heart and mind and soul and knows what this here war is about. And now a blank check has been given to the one who is drinking diet sodas and acting pretty dumb. Aggression is our problem. And, you know, she said that. She said that this campaign, we win. We win when we care about the structure in which we are going to begin to talk about the issues. I have folks here that I really want to ask questions about. And Kucinich. Well, I heard Kucinich. I mean, there's a lot of talk. I mean, he's not a dark horse. He's a compassionate horse. And he's going to win this race, folks, because our heart chakras are going to open up and we're going to see the necessity to do something different. You're listening to BBSRadio.com, and this is the show, Mission Possible Radio Show, and I am here, Boss RJ, ready to tell you where it's going today. Well, anyhow, I'm so excited. I mean, it's like I was trying to get to the phone. I'm in a hotel room and getting on the computer and waiting for the wireless and all. And I was late because they started late and I had to stay. And I sang my campaign song to her once more. I sang it to Dennis Kucinich. For those of you who want to see it on YouTube, you just go on over there and type in Reverend Roxy Meets Dennis K. Well, now I've met Elizabeth K. And I did the same thing to her. And I'm going to do the same thing to you, Mission Possible Radio Show people, listeners, and archival delvers into the universe of the unofficial boss of the universe, RJ. I'm going to sing that song that I'm telling you, this is going to be real, folks, and you heard it first here on BBSRadio.com, the presidential campaign song that will define a nation, national campaign, and win a race for one who has never lost faith. Bum, 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 he's coming. Bum, 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 Dennis running. Bum, 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 you see him. Bum, 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 just greet him, little old lady with dirt on her face, lying on the concrete, sharing a space with a mugger and a hustler and a pimp or two. Don't laugh, because it could be you. A child on his own is a latchkey kid, has to live a life like his ma never did. Cornflakes for dinner, a hole in his shoe. Don't laugh, because it could be you. America, the dream that you painted of streets paved with gold and all but faded. But if we stick together, if we just give a damn, we'll make America into American. Bum, 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 he's running. Bum, 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 Dennis coming. Bum, 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 you see him. Bum, 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 just greet him. A woman in her 40s survives a divorce, wants to learn a trade, but can't afford the course. Her rent needs paying and utilities too. Don't laugh, because it could be you. A farmer in Ohio, down upon his luck, has to watch his dream go up upon the block, has to move his family when the auction is through. Don't laugh, because it could be you. America, the dream that you painted of streets paved with gold and all but faded. But if we stick together, if we just give a damn, we'll make America into American. I'm going to make it short because I want to get to the end. So there's lots of verses, and what this whole national campaign song is about, folks, and you hear it first, is that I've given you the rhythm and the beat, and then there's the chorus, which will not change. But the verses, these verses will continually be added on to. So if you're listening and you play this back and you hear a condition in life that addresses itself to the American condition or to the American position in the world and you want to add to it, then just follow that measure. And this time I'm just going to hum it so you can hum along and play it in the archives, you know. Spend the money, folks. It ain't going to be worth much. Go and get yourself one of those here memberships for BBSRadio.com. Come on, folks. give up the money so that you can get into those archives. I mean, not just the Mission Possible archives, but the whole entire arsenal. And it's the only Top Guns I know are the BBS hosts. But let me get back to this end of the song. A proud and prosperous country has fallen some degrees, caught in petty selfishness, prolonged apathy. A drastic change in lifestyle can strike anyone out of the blue. So don't laugh, no, 'cause it could be a who. And America, the dream that you painted those streets fair with gold and all but faded. But if we stick together, if we just give a damn, we'll make American to American. America, I'm singing to you, America, you know it's true, American. That dream that we painted on all but faded, but American. Let's be the great motivator, American. Let's do it now, not later, American. American, yes. All right. That should give you enough idea. You go through it. Da 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 do 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 do. You know, that's how it goes. And you write those verses, folks, all the conditions, anything you can think of, and make it rhyme and stay in time. And you can add to this campaign song, ever changing. Wonderful. And they love it. So the boss, once again, may score a touchdown. I'm running. I'm not at the end zone yet, because a campaign song doesn't define an election. A campaign song expresses the feelings of the citizenry that represents the feeling of the whole campaign and the race. You see, I have to explain something to you, because I'm really finding that the spin doctors and everybody out here really don't understand this here process. And if I can explain it to you, and when people listen to this in the archives, and I pray that you will, I really want you to understand where the process is, and I'm going to keep saying until this thing is settled. You see, this is important times we're coming into, and if we prepare now, if we can unify now, our idea of what a race is and where we, the people, come in. We come in the very early part of it. We have an opportunity to participate in the caucus. You see, and the caucuses and the delegates that go to the convention, you see, are picked from the citizenry. Now, the citizenry occupy the corporations. And now, the corporations know how to get out the vote, and they also understand very carefully the delegation, the delegate process, which is a delicate process, you see. And so you really need to understand why we're all sipping our lattes and whatever our cuisine is. There are people who have their eye on this campaign. Now, they give us all the polls, and they show us who we should be looking at. And they seem to, through the, I heard a good expression, snooze. You're not news. Yes. And I'm telling you something, folks. It is important. I'm at a Raw Spirit Fest. We're out here. I was hoping I'd get to hear some of the music, but my phone is not near the place, so you're just going to have to trust me. And I'm going to put up, I'm taking lots of pictures, so you're just going to have to trust me that I'm having a good time, and that we are making connections. Hawaii is making connections with the mainland. I haven't left the Big Island in 12 years. This has been an experience for me, and let me tell you, folks, traveling, I understand, but it's been pleasurable. It was pleasurable going from Hawaii to Utah to where I am now in Arizona and in Phoenix. But I'm wondering what it is that the fascist Nazi, TSA, or whatever they want to call themselves, underemployed, fascist employees do here in America as they do their job to keep us secure. You see, America, don't you understand? As long as we keep submitting to this nonsense, as long as we don't get them, oh, you know the boss. I'm stuck on it. When I don't have a guest, it's all what? 11:59, it's high noon, or it's midnight. I'm calling them out, and I'm calling all of you out to get involved. You know, type it into the search engine right now and see that I'm talking about is right. In 1992, I saw it, and my father told me, yeah, go ahead, write your little speech and become a delegate. And I said, well, you know, how am I going to beat up against Bechtel and all of these other people, man? These people get on buses and they send the people out to vote, you see. And they jam-pack the hall when they're doing it, and they get to speak. And they make sure that their delegates get to that convention. Well, that's what we need to do. We need to do this, folks. We need to send, I just want to get as many caring and compassionate and active people involved in the most exciting part of the campaign, determining who the delegates are that will go to the convention and then decide who will be voted on. If we can send enough Kucinich, Dennis Kucinich delegates to this convention, we can force them to have a vote. You see what I'm saying? And if they can't get a majority, they have to go to the next ballot and the next ballot. Once you get through the third ballot, it's a wide open campaign and everybody feels they have a chance. And that's when all the other candidates start to do their politicking. And it's exciting, folks. It's exciting because you can move up in the race. It doesn't have anything to do with the polls. It doesn't have anything to do with the shadow government. If we can, all of us who chose not to sit back and wait until election day and then go exercise our right to vote, that ain't gonna work, folks. In this here 21st century millennium, if we are going to break this chain of citizen abuse, if we are going to break this cycle of nonsense, of just pure nonsense. I've told you, I have my theory about this. And y'all go on ahead and type in NutraSweet, and then you go ahead and you look at all the things that are happening to people who drink diet sodas. Tumors popping out of their heads, anger and aggression. It's a mind tenderizer. You heard Dr. Deagle. Now, some people say, you know, when I listen back to these things, the truth needs to be repeated over and over and over and over again until everybody gets it, until Coca-Cola and PepsiCo are in the dust. And this is really hard to do because think about all the millions and millions of people that drink this stuff all over the world. And think about all the people who thought they were doing something really good for their body by drinking a diet soda. Listen, I don't even want you to drink their water. Their water is so acid. The boss knows. I traveled. And no manner of water that I drink, whether I get it in a bottle, I am not hydrated. There's something wrong with the water here, folks. So you're going to have to start making your water right, you see. It's too acid. And cancer, it takes hold in an acid body. And you need to pay attention to the nutrients. This is all the things that the Raw Spirit Fest was talking about, and all the speakers. Man, I heard phenomenal speakers. Len started off, and he brought the 528 frequency. We had people talking about how eating cooked food creates acid in your body. And I don't know if anybody's ever had an upset stomach and had to repeat themselves and sometimes have to heave all that food out. It's not pleasant. It burns. If you start eating living foods and you eat alkaline foods, if you had to get sick, it wouldn't burn your trachea. It's alkaline, smooth. We have to understand things. We are such beautiful bodies. I sing the body electric. You know, we are such delicate creatures, and we are all DNA, and we are the sacred spiral. We are the antenna. We are the receiver. We are the transmitter, you see. So when you understand these things, then you begin to trust in all of the wonderful differences that there are in the world. You know, I was talking to somebody today, and we got on a conversation about what's white in nature, you see. And I remember in my Petri dish when in school when we growing the mold in it, it was interesting. Life was thriving and growing. It started as a little black speck. Black speck. And then it radiates out and it starts to eat. And the teacher points to it and says, "Ooh, look, there's another colony. Ooh, it's growing, and it starts to grow, and it starts to grow." And all of a sudden, over in a corner, one little organism jumps ship and starts another colony. And it starts growing, and then it grows into the other colony. And you're watching it grow, and you're having a good time, but then all of a sudden, something starts to happen. Right around the edges, in the newer colonies, at the very edge where the nutrition is just absolutely exhausted, it starts to turn white, you see. And when it turns white, it starts to spread towards the middle. And when it spreads towards the middle, the teacher announces that it's dead. It's all done. Why is it dead? Why is it done? Because it's consumed all its nutrients and now there's no more. Unless you expand its universe and plop that which was done quickly into a bigger Petri dish with more nutrients, and you'll then see the process happen again. This whole idea I'm trying to present to you is that the end of life is white. That's it. No more. You know how they say, white as a ghost? This is very true. You know, even the darkest of the darks become gray. They're not vivid colors anymore. And like Dr. Horowitz said, we are digital holograms placed up against a blue screen. A blue and green screen. Oh, can you catch the concept? And as you're moving through the world, you're part of that screen. And anybody that's within your proximity is part of that movie, too, is part of that screen. You understand what I'm saying to you all out there? I don't know if anybody wants to call in and ask me any questions. If you want to talk to me, you can call the toll-free number. I should get over here on... I can't reach it. Oh, my goodness. Let me get my book. No Dead Air. I'm going to read you the number for those of you, but I figure if you're listening, you should be on you should be able to see it for yourself, but you might be on a different page or surfing and listening. I'm having a little problem here. I thought for my father, since I'm in Sedona, I'd go ahead and I'd do my favorite thing I like to do and I haven't done in a long time, which is to quote The Understanding of Danger, George Williams, which is, "We, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little, we now attempt to do the impossible with nothing." Yeah. Yes, 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 that's what he said, and we are doing it with nothing. It is a time in this world where we have to understand what's going on, and it's being done intentionally, and we know it, so we're going to change it, folks. What are you going to do? You're going to call your local Democratic and Republican Party, and you're going to tell them that you want to understand this thing called getting delegates and that you want to run. You see, you have to run. See, everybody gets to run. In a presidential campaign, in a presidential election, excuse me, you get to run. You could run and express yourself and have and get as many of your friends, registered voters, to the hall on time before they close the doors. You see, we need 50 and 60 people. If you're really dynamic, you'll grab a lot more votes off the floor. But if we could do the very same thing that these corporations do, is to get on the bus and get down to that hall and get our candidates for the our Kucinich candidates. I don't know why I'm having a problem with his name tonight, but I guess it's because my brain is fried. I've been in the sun and I've been having this good time, and it's been a non-stop education, folks. I have so much next week and the week after that to process. I hate to say that because it's a living, so process this information and make it our own. If I seem to be babbling, it's because I am in the spirit. I have had such a good time, and I can't tell you, meeting Elizabeth after having met the husband and hearing how they met and how sincere and genuine this process was, it was incredible. And when I say she's smart, I asked her a question. I said, what will be your pet project when you become the first lady? And she began to talk, but when she got to her favorite, it was my favorite, which is, woo, the money. You see what I'm saying? It's all about that damn money, the monetary policies. And what she wants to do is create and open up dialogue that will allow you to have a win-win situation. Someone, and have a chance. I was distracted, folks. It's live radio, and I'm in a hotel room. I thought I heard somebody knocking at the door. Someone's knocking on the door. Someone's ringing my bell. That's the bell of freedom. It's the song of what? Life. Life, you and me. Song of peace, and we're going to have some. You know, folks, you know that the levels of violence in this country, the permissible levels of violence in this country, it's too high. We need to come to peace, folks. These incidents of mass shootings, you have to understand that's where, and I'm going to go back to the Diet Cokes and the sodas and all of that, our children's minds and adult minds and our aged minds, see, a feeble nation is easily taken over, you see. So I want y'all to boycott. I'm calling for the boycott. Boycott Coca-Cola. Boycott PepsiCo. Boycott all of them. This is what we need to do. We need to do this. We need to hurt them where they live, in their pocketbook. Oh, here's something I'm going to have on my show. I'm going to call him when I get home, because I it was very difficult for me to have this happen. But I met the son of the man who invented Hamburger Helper. Now, remember I told you about that. Our deeds travel from afar. He also did a lot of the NutraSweet advertisement and saw it his duty to bring this to the world. So we have Hamburger Helper. And if you know anything, and I know my listeners out there ain't preparing Hamburger Helper, but the rest of somebody's buying them boxes. And what you have to understand about that combination of powders inside that box, it's instant cellular death, folks. And when you mix it with meat, with all that SV40 viruses in it, they're putting the promoters into the meat, into your meal, and then your family sits down and eat it, and then they have to digest it, but the genetic material in there goes into our system and into our cells, and this is how they're doing it, folks. You know, I'm hoping there'll come a time in my life when I won't have to keep being tapped into the warning, the message, the judgment and tell you all, and I have to keep saying it until I see peace, until I see radiant light coming from my brothers and sisters' eyes as they deal with what we have and what they have stolen from us and from the future generation that have to somehow make sense of all of these machinations, you see, as we've been deindustrialized. You know, Elizabeth pointed it out very carefully. She's here in this country. You know, she's from England, so our first lady will be a lady for sure. She said, you know, she had her mother, and they were in the Southwest, and they thought that surely they could find souvenirs and things like that, and you do, but they went places, and wherever they went, they realized that a lot of the things that are being made, there's nothing made in the USA hardly anymore. All the corporations have taken off and gone to other countries. Now, you know, I told y'all about that there Patty Braggs on my show, and after having seen her up close and personal, I'm going to tell you something. I do believe we have somebody perpetrating a fraud and standing on a lie, but she's got the best feet, and she says she has, that Dr. Scholl said these are the best feet he ever seen in his life. She had perfect feet, you know, good feet, they stand up. And does she like to walk back and forth on those little feet, on her little pink socks? And she has, she says she's only 5 feet. She's a very small woman, very small. And I'm going to tell you something else. That bottle picture, she don't look nothing like that now. The aging process is catching up to her. I'm going to tell you, smooth skin. And the people that around her, they all look like they right out of a Lawrence Welk movie, you know what I'm saying, or show. And I'm not trying to say anything other than the fact that when I made eye contact with Patricia Bragg, she couldn't do it, folks. She couldn't look the boss in the face and accept a smile from another one in the human race. Oh, no, she looked at me like I had something funny on my shoe. Now people say, well, you know, I don't know. Boss, you know, you really want to put your neck out there? And I say, yeah, I'm going to put my neck out there. I'm going to say something's up here, and it's just not adding up, folks, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it, or to the bottom of the bottle of it, you know. And it's interesting because she came up from Sedona and someone talked her ear off. Howard Dean, as a matter of fact, who I'm going to be getting with, I hope, he was my contact with Dr. Pang. Dr. Pang is soon to have the article in his hand. But getting back to Patricia, she was driving up from Sedona and she was being talked to by Howard Dean. He's talking about the sky because that's what you look at when you're in Arizona, the blue skies. And she was noticing the cloud formations, the unusual things. And when we get to Sedona, I'm going to tell you something. They are spraying. They are doing it. They are just back and forth, just grids of it. And they just are doing it. They even do it in the form of X's, you know. They were trying to give us a message, you know what I'm saying, and a divine message we're going to give them back because we have got, and see, what's really happening here is that we as citizens, we have got to come up with some way in which to bring the military back under control, you see. It used to be that the military and Congress, they worked directly together, but then come this whole reorganization 60 years ago of our government, and they say, hey, no, we're going to put the civilians in charge, and they're going to direct the military. Big mistake, folks. Big mistake. Because in doing so, you think that you would be offsetting a coup amongst the generals and against the people, you see, like it's going on over in Burma. My friend in Thailand said basically that's a war of starvation and depopulation. And here we as Americans sit on our little tusks because it's happening to us too. You know, it's really happening to us too, and we've got to begin to identify with it. This is what we need to do. You know, Elizabeth talked about America opening up its heart, you know, and that's part of what I'm saying to everybody, too, is you open up your heart. Let life be the heat as you open up your soul. Let life be the torch. As you open up your being, let life be the juice. Layer after layer after layer. Speaking of torch, I met the man who designed the cards that are going to deal with all of your money if you choose to go to the Olympics in 2008. He explained it to me. It was way over my head. But I'm going to have him on as a guest, so we're hooking him up as a guest in the coming weeks. What I'm doing here is trying to get my schedule together for the fall. You know, we all fall back on November 4th. We all fall back. You set your clocks back. And I want everybody to remember in those zones where they do daylight saving time, you know that my show will be coming on the air at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and then you move right into Pacific Time. What will it be? 10 o'clock, and on the beautiful Big Island, it'll be 7 o'clock. And even I have to get used to that, you see, for all of you out there who are listening. And also that it holds true also for the Insight Hour as we get and we fall back for Tuesdays with Dr. Len Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton. I have had opportunity, and I'm going to take this opportunity to do the Take 5 for Raw, and that is to tell you and to sum up as best I can what's been going down here in Sedona. For weeks and weeks and weeks we've been dealing with it, and I could only tell you that it was an amazing success. And the foods that were prepared and the way in which it was served with such love. I'm telling you, if you didn't go this time, you're going to want to go next time, next year, or you're going to want to experience this, folks. And the aloha and the love that was radiated through the food, you just knew it. I mean, we were not slopped like hogs. Oh, Bruce Horowitz, Cafe Bliss, all of you, my hat. And you know now after seeing me, I do wear a hat. Uh-huh. I love my brims. Ah, my hat is off to you. The boss was just satiated. And I'm telling you, it's the way to go, folks. So investigate it. And if you want to know what I'm talking about, go to rawspiritfest.com. Then check on 2005, 2006. And then wait, because then will come the 2007, and that's when you'll begin to see what it is I'm talking about, because the pictures will be up, and I'm hoping that they'll do some live streaming. There's also Quest TV, I think QuestTV.com. They are also were putting up what was going on here in Sedona, so you could check out Quest TV, and that's owned by and run by. Well, I don't know who runs it or owns it, but I did speak to a delightful fellow. I had notes and everything, but I lost his flyer somewhere between there and Elizabeth Kucinich in this hotel room. It seems like I'm not going to have anybody come visit me. I invited all kinds of people to come over here, but I guess I just can't compete with Jolly Vi, and that's just the way it is. Who wants to be on the radio when they could be out dancing under the stars? But I'll tell you something, it's chilly for the boss out there. I'm going to tell you, it is so chilly. And for me, so I go out there, I'm going to have to dance because that's the only way for me to stay warm. It's, I don't know what time it is. I'm going to ask somebody to tell me what time it is because I don't have a clock here and I don't want to go over. So I'm hoping that Don is listening and will let me know when my time is up by just kind of giving me a beep or a hey. get off the air or give me a 5-minute warning because I don't know the time and my friends have left me in this room by myself. I do believe that perhaps I'm on into 40 minutes and I'm going to do another 15 and that should take care of it. You know, I have many things to say and I have many people to interview. And after this trip to Sedona, Dr. Len and I, we're going to sit down because he's in Utah and he's going off to Canada and we're meeting such extraordinary people with such extraordinary information that I'm going to have to get ahead of the game here so that I can utilize the BBS radio schedules and all the wonderful things that are coming. So all I have to say out there to those who are listening live now, if you are special and about something, I really want you to contact me at Raisin, R-A-I-S-I-N, _ Kane, C-A-N-E, @ Juno.com. And let me know who you are, what is the subject matter you would like to express, and then your telephone number. Now, the way we can work this is your telephone number, then I will email you back and let you know when you'll be on this. I love that sound. That's the sound of a caller. Is there a caller out there?
It sure is a caller.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought I'd check in with you and let you know you still got 15 minutes because it's Gregorio, and I just couldn't take...
Thank you. I want to talk to you. You know, Len's going to come. I just saw Len today, and we were talking about the Portland.
Oh.
The Portland. And I'm wondering, and Len is wondering, whether or not you would like to be in some way involved in bringing Dr. Len up there in terms of we're coming anyhow, and he just wants to know if your organization would like to make this a wonderful event by letting people know. So it's so beautiful that you're calling. See, that's wonderful. I'm so happy to hear from you.
Yeah, same here. It's good to talk to you. We're definitely, it's a possibility. We'd definitely be interested in talking further about it.
Well, good. You know, after this is over, email me your telephone number and vital statistics so that we can start this in motion.
Okay, that sounds great.
And then I'll be able to give you the dates and things. And I'm not sure when it's coming up. It's not coming up too soon, but it is coming up, so we'll put the details together. How are you?
Awesome.
What's going on over in your world?
Just still working with the kids.
Will you explain to my listeners who you are and what you do?
Yes, my name is Gregorio, and I met RJ in Hawaii a few years ago, and I live here in Portland, Oregon, and we just opened an alternative healing center for homeless kids about a year ago, and the name of the organization is Fuego, and that's what we're doing right now.
Yes, and the kind of work that you're doing, could you tell people a little bit about, give them a flavor for what it is that you do for the young people?
Well, I started the program back in 2000. I was inspired from studying with the Huichol Indians for the past 15 years. I've been studying with them and learning the healing traditions, the folk healing traditions from them. And so when I got back here, up to Portland, I decided that I was going to start a program for kids that were actually coming up from Mexico and Guatemala that were from indigenous communities. So originally when I started the program, we were doing a lot of traditional types of therapies or what our system would consider non-traditional, which includes sweat lodges, and then I was doing the folk healing. And so now what we're doing is we're providing these alternative healing services, which include the folk healing, and we do tarot counseling and sound healing workshops with the kids. So that's what.
And how's that going? Give me a little anecdote. Give me an example of one of your breakthroughs.
Well, it's working really great. I mean, most of the kids that are coming into the center are incredibly spiritually conscious and aware, as well as politically. I would say, though, that the greatest challenge is young people having an awareness is just finding a place to fit in. And so a lot of them that are coming in are just kind of wandering around aimlessly, wondering what they're going to do because they don't want to go work at Target. So when they come in, I mean, basically the first thing that we focus on is just honoring who they are and where they're at and that they are conscious and aware. And just to acknowledge that, acknowledge where they're at spiritually, but basically what we're focused on is helping them to find a place in the world where they can do something and bring something into the world that they that they value themselves. And so when they first come in, most of the kids come in to do tarot counseling, and they just it gives us an opportunity to basically find out what their story is. And I just got lost in my train of thought. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know what? I am so happy that you called me. Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Could you call my house, you know the number?
Yeah.
And see if you get an answer. And then email me and tell me if you got an answer. You have my email?
Yeah.
Because I've not been able to get in touch with anybody over there.
Oh, okay.
And if you do, would you tell them we're coming in at 7:36 on Tuesday, and that'll be in the evening?
Yeah.
I love
Yeah, honestly, that. I feel a little bit nervous. I've never really been on the radio before. So.
That's all right. I'm glad you called in. I mean, this is what it's all about. I mean, I'm at the Raw Spirit Fest. I was hoping to have a lot of guests, but Jah Levi, I can't compete with the music. Who wants to be inside a hotel room talking on the phone with a crazy person like me? You know what I'm saying? But I am so happy to know that you're out there listening, and you keep on listening. You keep calling in and let me know what's going on. Do you want to address anything that I said this evening? Were you listening? You must have been listening because you're calling.
Well, a couple of things. I mean, can I just mention the website? Because it definitely would be...
Sure,
you know,
go ahead.
It's gofuego.com, and that's gofuego.com. So, yeah, that would be great. As far as what you're commentating on, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, it's just in terms of what the political state is right now and then where people are at, and at least up here in Portland... It's just a challenging time because this is a fairly what some would consider a progressive state, and yet the apathy of the people is just unbelievable, and it seems to be growing here. I just don't, just people aren't getting out and protesting or having any type of response to the stupidity that's going on, you know.
Well,
so,
I'm going to say to you that is a very true appraisal all over. Apathy and fear, these are the things that we're dealing with. And when you look on the news or when you look in the world, a lot of people are gun-shy. I can see that. But now's the time. And what time is it? It's 11:59, and it's high noon, and we have to step out.
I was going to ask you real quick, but do you know anything about these trainings that they're doing? They're supposedly going to be doing trainings for, who was it? It was trainings on martial law, and they're having one here. It's an emergency response training.
Oh, yeah, because, you see, neighbor against neighbor.
Yeah, and
so it's indoctrination. If this is going forward, I haven't heard about it, but it's a natural inclination as we march towards, we may, if we don't wake up, become the first country to go fascist. I mean officially fascist.
Yeah.
Through free elections. You see? And if they're having these preparedness training programs and they're now going to take people and give them some authority over the citizenry, that's a really dangerous thing. And it's also letting us know how close the battlefront is going to be. Because when you put a badge on somebody or you give them special training and you tell them that they have authority over somebody and to tell them where to go or how to be or what they can have or you step over here, I mean, we're going down. We're going to go down too deeply that we'll never be able to get back up. And that's how it starts. It started back in Germany. It's a very fascist thing to do, is to, they do it under the guise of, this is going to be good for you, but when you start to do, what was it called, emergency response or martial response?
Oh, no, it's emergency response, but it's just different federal people, and one of the main training sites is Portland, Oregon.
Why don't you go to it?
I don't think that just as citizens can go. I think you've got to be employed with the feds. It's for their employees.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. Oh. Well, folks, you heard it. And they're concentrating in Portland. Isn't that is Portland a hotel?
We're actually going to get, I can get the date in about 30 seconds, probably.
Okay, you just go there. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the last dredges of bbsradio.com. I am the boss, RJ. I'm talking to my friend Gregorio. He was listening. Yes, he helped me out here to manage my show. Yeah. And I know he'll tell me when my time is up. And
you
I
got about 8 minutes.
I got 8 minutes. Well,
yeah.
Actually, on bbsradio.com, you only get 55 minutes because 55 minutes, they have to tag on, and it's also good to do 55 minutes. But did you get that information there as to where it's going to be?
What's that?
Huh? The training for these people.
Yeah, it's...
Because maybe everybody should go out there and start there and just take a look at who's going through them doors.
Well, one place to the site that we're on right now is portlandindymedia.org.
Mm-hmm.
And that's portland.indymedia.org. And...
What are they saying? Because I'm not in front of my computer.
Oh, okay.
What is the first, like, what are they addressing?
It says when you repeatedly hear city, county, state, and federal officials blather on about how important Portland's participation in this multi-million-dollar war game is for learning how to respond to emergency situations in a coherent, collaborative manner. Realize that it is BS because the federal government doesn't even release important information from such terror drills in a timely manner. Realize that your elected officials are just taking in millions of dollars from the Department of Homeland Security and offering Portland as a laboratory for this overly politicized, corrupt agency of the treasonous Bush regime to run an experiment of terror likely involving use of the National Guard and even contractors like Blackwater. I contacted city council members and the mayor about this just before the city council meeting this morning. Asking to please follow up and keep up the pressure. The drill is scheduled to begin on 10/15, not next week, as being repeated in news coverage.
Mm.
And then it goes on from there.
You know, and they've been talking up those suitcase bombs.
Yeah.
And isn't there supposed to be isn't there supposed to be some big drill where there's going to be like 20,000 people all reenacting or enacting an emergency where a suitcase nuclear device goes off and they all are going to practice how to respond? Does this sound like shades of 9/11, folks?
Yep, and it's right before the election.
And it's right before, well. What election?
Well, I'm just saying it's a year before the election.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. It is before the election.
And then, he changed the Constitution this past May that gives him the wherewithal to do whatever he wants if there's any type of situation, basically. That
I know. Well, I feel like it might be 55 minutes. And
it is 56, and I will see you later.
And I hope you will call me next week on the show. And you take care.
You too. Thanks a lot, RJ.
All right.
See ya.
All right, everybody. This was BBSRadio.com. It was Mission Possible Radio Hour. I'm going to get out of here. You heard my Gregorio. We're going to continue it. But I want you all to be aware that if there is, and I'm going to say it to you now, an explosion, please remember it's the enemy within. It's the shadow government. It's our CIA, NSA. It's our Defense Department. It's all of these people. They are guilty. They are as guilty as sin. And as, and until we they're going to continue to do this. So expect a nuclear device. You can't prepare for something like this, but expect them to do nasty, because it's got to get even darker so that the light can be seen so bright. So keep on shining, everybody out there. I'll be talking to you. I'll be back on the beautiful island. Len will be handling the show on Tuesday with the Inside Hour, because I'll be in transit. I'll be in the air, as a matter of fact. So I won't be on Inside Hour, and you can check in with me, because we're going to get more organized and get our guests up on the schedules. I'm going to clean up my blog, I promise you. So aloha from Sedona, and have a great week.